Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. officials have been in direct contact with the Syrian rebel group that ousted Bashar Assad. During a news conference in Jordan, Blinken said there now needs to be a coordinated effort to help create a new Syrian government.
We can't underestimate the challenges of this moment and in the weeks and months ahead. The Syrian population has been traumatized by decades of repression. Throughout its rule, the Assad regime stoked tensions among ethnic and religious lines to divide the Syrian people. After more than a decade of conflict and many decades of corruption, humanitarian needs of the people are massive.
Blinken was in Jordan for meetings on Saturday. He would not discuss details of the contacts, but said it was important for the U.S. to convey messages to the group about its conduct and how it intends to govern in a transitional period. That sound of a large crowd cheering as Parliament approved the impeachment motion against South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol. The National Assembly passed Yoon's impeachment motion in a 204-85 vote on Saturday. Yoon's presidential powers and duties have been suspended. The Constitutional Court has up to 180 days to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his powers. If he's thrown out of office, a national election to choose his successor must be held within 60 days. Despite 2 weeks of UN-sponsored talks in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh, the participating 197 nations failed to agree on a plan to deal with global droughts made longer and more severe by a warming climate. The biennial talks, known as COP16 and organized by a UN body that deals with combating desertification and droughts, attempted to create a strong global mandate to legally bind nations to fund early warning systems and build resilient infrastructure. This is VOA News. Ukrainian drone strikes on southern Russia have killed a 9-year-old boy and set fire to a major oil terminal. Russian officials say attacks outside Belgorod near Ukraine on Saturday wounded the boy's mother and 7-month-old sister. A day earlier, Moscow launched a massive aerial attack on its neighbor that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said was one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector during the nearly 3-year-old war. Zelensky also said that a significant number of North Korean troops were being deployed by Moscow in assaults in Russia's southern Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops have held on following a stunning cross-border incursion this summer. Georgia has a new president. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Former soccer player Mikhail Kvelishvili has become president of Georgia as the ruling party tightens its grip in what the opposition calls a blow to the country's EU aspirations and a victory for Russia. Kvelishvili easily won Saturday's vote given the Georgian Dream Party's control of a 300-seat electoral college. Georgian Dream retained control of parliament in an October 26th election that the opposition alleges was rigged with Moscow's help. Georgia's outgoing president and main pro-Western parties have since boycotted parliament and demanded a rerun of the ballot. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Saturday named ally Devin Nunes, a former U.S. lawmaker who now runs Trump's Truth social media platform, to serve as chairman of the president's intelligence advisory board. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
The White House panel offers the president independent assessments of intelligence agencies' effectiveness and planning. Nunes led the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee during part of Trump's first White House term. He is also a longtime defender of Trump. Nunes has alleged that the FBI had conspired against Trump during its investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, in which Trump defeated Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. According to a post on his platform Saturday, Trump said Nunes will stay on as Truth Social CEO while serving on the advisory panel.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. U.S. Marines have begun a partial transfer from Okinawa to Guam 12 years after Japan and the United States agreed on their realignment to reduce the heavy burden of American troops' presence on the southern Japanese island. The relocation began Saturday with 100 members of the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force stationed on Okinawa moving to the Pacific Island. That's according to the U.S. Marine Corps and Japan's Defense Ministry in a joint statement. Tokyo and Washington agreed in 2012 to relocate about 9,000 of the 19,000 Marines stationed on Okinawa, including 4,000 to Guam in phases. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.